The NBA's regular season has ended, and that means it's time for the playoffs. The first round begins tomorrow. And joining us, as he does most Fridays, is sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Hey, Stefan.
Hey, Michelle.
The big storyline this spring has to be whether LeBron James can win his first championship for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Is he going to do it?
Well, most signs point to yes, I would say. LeBron led the Cavs to the best record in the NBA, 61 wins. He scored just under 30 points a game, finishing second to 21-year-old Kevin Durant of the Oklahoma City Thunder. But more important than the stats was how he commanded the focus of not only his opponents, but the entire league, the way Michael Jordan once did. And the Cavaliers front office recognizes that this is a key time. Committed to making a championship happen now, spend tens of millions of dollars to acquire Shaquille O'Neal before the season, and then Anton Jameson in the run-up to the playoffs. These are two older players who are not exactly cornerstones for the future.
It seems like we're watching the maturation of a great player, and they're taking a now-or-never approach because LeBron's future is unclear.
Yeah, and that's because he's going to be a free agent on July the 1st. Other franchises have been clearing tens of millions of dollars under the league's salary cap in order to make a run at him, and most notable, the New York Knicks. They've basically conceded the past two seasons to go for LeBron. This is going to be great drama in modern sport. Hometown versus big city. LeBron is from Ohio, of course. Losing him would be devastating to fans in a city that's experienced mostly sports heartbreak, and the Cavs' road to the NBA championship starts tomorrow against Chicago.
Now, you mentioned Kevin Durant of Oklahoma City. Not only did he have a breakout season, but that team had a pretty remarkable turnaround.
Yeah, the eighth best in NBA history, actually. The second year in town, Oklahoma City won 50 games, an improvement of 27 wins. And when you look at the list of best turnarounds, what leaps out is that all the other teams had significant changes to their lineups. For instance, in 2008, the Boston Celtics had the biggest turnaround ever, 42 games, after trading for Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen, two future Hall of Famers. Other teams benefited from the addition or return of, and this is a pretty good list here, Larry Bird, Lou Alcindor, Tim Duncan, David Robinson, Steve Nash, and Dwayne Wade. Oklahoma City basically played with the same team it had last season.
So what changed?
Well, Durant, mostly. I think this is a simple progression of extraordinary talent. Durant's gone from scoring 20 to 25 to 30 points per game in his 3 years in the NBA. Clearly, he's become a better team player, too.
Stefan, the Thunder had a great season, but now they face what some could say is almost a David and Goliath battle by turning around to face the LA Lakers, this dynastic sports franchise.
Yeah, defending champions. I think the Thunder have a chance. They are young. They are not very experienced in the playoffs, but the Lakers have shown some fraying this year. They lost 10 of their final 14 games against teams that are in the playoffs. Chris Ballard on SI.com uses some numbers from a site called Hoop Data to show that Kobe Bryant, their star at age 31, 14 years in the league, starting to show some signs of vulnerability. He had the most shots blocked that he's had in percentage-wise in the last 4 years. Free throw percentage down, field goal percentage down overall, especially when he's upright at the rim. And while Kobe Bryant scored 31, 26, and 40 points against the Thunder earlier in the season, he managed just 11 points against them a few weeks ago. I think this is going to be a competitive series.
When you watch the NBA, there's a real difference between the season and the playoffs. During the season, there's something that a lot of people call the pro glide, where the players, it's, you know, it's interesting, but something really happens in the playoffs. They really seem to ramp it up.
They have to. I mean, when these guys run up and down the court for 80 games a year, it takes an enormous toll on their bodies. Some in the media were criticizing the Cavaliers and criticizing stars for sitting down for the last four or five games of the regular season. They have to do that. Playoffs matter. When you know you can make the playoffs, most teams in the NBA do. You need to ramp it up when things get serious.
Stefan, thanks so much.
Thank you, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis joins us most Fridays to talk about sports and the business of sports.